Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, June 13th, 2021, the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jasica. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Such a large crowd gathered around Jesus that he got into a boat and began to teach them using many parables. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow without his knowing how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with the sickle because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, we are again in ordinary time. Last weekend celebrated Corpus Christi, or the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. And we are missionaries proclaiming the good news in our families, in our homes, in our workplace, inspired and fed by Christ. And of course, sowing the seeds of grace, of light, of love, of reconciliation, of hope. And today in the gospel, we hear Jesus describe the kingdom of God is as if a man would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, you know, and then basically the seed would grow on its own. And that's a beautiful image for us of trying to answer, how are we supposed to be disciples? Are we supposed to have some kind of success meter, some kind of, registration recording system of how many people we've saved or we've done things? Or, you know, are we these instruments in which we do the best we can, love as much as possible, serve all those who are in need, do our part, and in a way let God do the rest? Well, of course, we know that being a disciple, being a servant of the good news, is one that is an honor and a privilege, a responsibility through the gift of our baptism, but we're not the master builders. We're not the ones in charge, although so many times we all think that. You know, we want to have control. And in this world, people who are very successful in their lives kind of seem to be looked upon above everyone else. But we got to remember, in the gift of our faith, it's different. You know, we are called to plant the seeds. We are called to be the worker in the field. We're called to be working the harvest. We're called to share who we are and what we have, the gifts, the abilities, the responsibilities, just sharing our lives, trying to bring joy, healing, forgiveness, light, and hope to those around us, reaching out to, of course, beyond, to those all in need. And in a sense, you know, doing what we can. We can't do everything. And sometimes we think we can do nothing. And yet by simply planting a seed, by taking those steps of love and of mercy, of kindness, of compassion, those will grow with God's grace in God's time. And so there's a little bit of a frustration in discipleship, because when we plant the seeds, we don't always see the growth, the result. You know, and that can be frustrating and challenging in a world where it's all about results. How much money can you make? How many customers can you serve? You know, meeting kind of these goals. But the good news of the gospel is a gentle, loving, patient pilgrimage of faith, sharing, loving, rejoicing, serving, sacrificing, in the most humble and often quietest ways. And how does Jesus kind of describe that even more in this gospel? He talks about, how do I compare the kingdom? Let's look at a mustard seed. It's, you know, one of the smallest seeds of the earth. But when it is planted and it grows, it becomes the greatest of shrubs. I'm oftentimes surprised at that kind of example or analogy of the kingdom. You know, you'd think that the kingdom would be this mighty, mighty cedar or Douglas fir, massive, strong tree. But no, you know what? The smallest little seed grows into the largest of shrubs that becomes a home for the birds who can make nests in its shade. This gentle, loving coolness, you know, protecting us from the hot rays of the sun. Just this home for us. And that's a beautiful image of what the kingdom is. It's not, we got to be careful, caught up in what our expectations of what the kingdom is supposed to look like and how things are supposed to work for us within that kingdom. We simply are the sowers. We are the laborers. We are the humble servants. We share, we love, we forgive, we heal, we serve, we sacrifice, we smile, we reach out. We do our small parts. And all of us do these small components of sharing who we are and what we have. Then God makes it bigger. God makes it grow. And it'll oftentimes happen and become something that we didn't think about. In a sense, kind of an unexpected reality, that the seeds that we plant grow into shrubs, homes where people will build their lives, build their nests. You know, it's a beautiful image and kind of, in a sense, keeps us on our toes to try to recognize and realize who we are in helping build the kingdom. Too often in our world today, we consider ourselves the center of the universe, but we know that's not true. God is. And we need to place God's grace and God's kingdom at the center. And in reality, humble ourselves to do what we can to assist the master builder, Christ, who calls us in those humble and smallest ways to offer ourselves to help build a kingdom. And we don't know how we don't have the architectural designs of how the kingdom is going to look like. And yet we also have the privilege of building on one another's work. One person does this, I do that, God does the rest, and the kingdom grows. It is a precious gift for us to be laborers in the kingdom. May we be humble, may we be loving, and may we recognize our role. Just like being on a team, no, not everyone can be the scorer. Someone has to play defense. Someone has to, you know, fulfill these various roles based on the skills and gifts that we have to make the team successful. Same thing for us when we live our lives of faith and help build the kingdom, God's kingdom, not our own. Let's think about the ways we can humbly serve, plant the seeds of God's love in this world, and we be instruments. Be tools in helping build the kingdom. What a privilege, what a grace, what an opportunity, what an honor. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.